Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. 5-2 Modern Manners for Kids by Brooke Romney is a practical parenting and etiquette book designed for children roughly ages 4 to 12. It belongs to the modern manners genre, but it does not simply repeat traditional table manners or old-fashioned politeness rules. Instead, it focuses on the everyday social situations children actually encounter now, including emotional moments, sticky interactions, and the beginnings of independent decision-making. The book is structured around 52 separate manners, each presented with a clear explanation, the reason it matters, and ideas for role-play or practice. That format makes it especially useful for families in classrooms, because it turns abstract advice into repeatable habits. As a prequel to Romney's Teen Manners books, it extends her broader project of helping children and teens build confidence, kindness, and social awareness through deliberate teaching rather than after-the-fact correction. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a modern manners book built for younger children, not just simplified adult etiquette. Because the audience is young, the book emphasizes clarity and repetition. That approach reflects a realistic understanding of child development. Children learn social behavior through examples, rehearsal, and reinforcement, not through one-time lectures. By focusing on age-appropriate situations, the book helps parents start early without overwhelming children with too many rules at once. In that sense, the book is less about performing politeness and more about building social competence from the ground up. Secondly, the book teaches the why behind each manner, not just the rule itself. This method is also effective because it supports future independence. As children grow, they will not always have a parent nearby to correct them, so they need an internal reason for acting considerately. Explaining the why behind manners helps create that internal logic. It also makes the content adaptable across different families and settings, since children can apply the underlying principle even when specific circumstances change. The book structure suggests that manners are not just social decorations but practical habits that improve communication, reduce conflict, and make group life work more smoothly. Thirdly, role play and practice turn etiquette into a teachable skill. This practical design also makes the book useful for parents and teachers who want a structured way to teach behavior without constant correction. It shifts manners education from reaction to preparation. Rather than addressing problems only after they occur, adults can rehearse likely situations in advance. That is a meaningful difference because many social missteps among children happen in moments of frustration, excitement, or uncertainty. By giving adults a framework for guided practice, the book treats manners as a skill set that can be trained. The result is a more durable kind of learning, one that is more likely to carry into classrooms, family gatherings, and peer interactions. Fourthly, it prepares children for difficult, sticky, or emotional situations. This emphasis also broadens the meaning of manners. Instead of presenting etiquette as surface behavior, the book links it to emotional regulation, empathy, and awareness of others. That makes the lessons more durable and more useful in everyday life. For families, this can reduce the need for repeated correction because the child has already seen a model for what to do in hard moments. For teachers, the same idea can improve classroom culture by giving students shared language and expectations. The book is therefore not just about being nice. It is about equipping children with social habits that help them manage friction in a thoughtful way. Lastly, a display-friendly format designed for daily reinforcement at home or in class, this display-oriented structure also supports consistency. Families in classrooms often struggle to maintain behavior lessons because they become too dependent on reminders from adults. A visible rotating prompt reduces that problem by keeping the current lesson present without forcing a formal lesson every time. The book is thus well-suited to homes, classrooms, and other group environments where short, repeated reinforcement is more effective than long explanations. Its format is a meaningful part of its instructional model, showing that the book is designed not only to inform, but to shape daily habits through easy accessibility. In conclusion, 52 Modern Manners for Kids is best suited for parents, caregivers, and educators who want a structured way to teach social behavior to children in the early and middle childhood years. It is especially useful for adults who feel that traditional etiquette books do not fully address the realities children face today, such as emotional peer interactions, independence, and the need for clear social guidance in everyday settings. The book offers practical value because it combines explanation, purpose, and rehearsal, which makes the lessons easier to use consistently. It also works well in classrooms because the stand-up format invites repetition and shared discussion rather than isolated reading. What differentiates this book from many similar titles is its modern focus and its emphasis on proactive teaching. It is not simply a list of rules, and it is not aimed at polished performance. Instead, it treats manners as a set of social skills that help children become more confident, kind, and aware. That makes it more relevant than older etiquette books and more concrete than general parenting advice. For readers looking for a practical, age-appropriate, and display-friendly resource, it offers a clear framework for building habits that can support relationships long after childhood. If you would like to support Brooke Romney, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description.